7 to 5. G'day, Ender.
Hey, Ollie, how are you?
I'm good, Ender. What's the reaction been to the bombshell news that Meghan Markle's father will not be attending the royal wedding?
Well, everyone's shocked. I mean, it's all over the front pages. I was in the newsroom late last night when a statement came through from Kensington Palace, and people were just wondering, you know, what's going to happen next? So it hasn't been confirmed yet that the dad will not be coming, but the American website TMZ, which seems to be really, really well-sourced, they're saying that he has told her he will not walk her down the aisle and he will not be travelling to the UK. So we're getting close. I mean, I was at Buckingham Palace yesterday, just walking back from a showbiz job I was at last night. I walked through Green Park. Palace looked amazing. And then you just see row after row of camera crews from Australia, from New Zealand, from the States, from Canada. All the broadcasters are getting into place early and they've got a lot to talk about today. But it's genuinely sad for Meghan that her dad, as it seems right now, is not coming.
Yeah, indeed it is. Now, a rugby player has died on a tour abroad.
Yeah, Sri Lanka, club from the northeast of England. Durham City has a rugby club, an amateur club there called Clem Pirates. They're quite a prominent rugby club in the area. They fundraise, they travel overseas for the odd tour. They've been to Sri Lanka, and they're still there, and they're dealing with the death of one player and another critically ill. They got into Sri Lanka on Thursday, played their first match Saturday afternoon, and they went to a nightclub. Sunday morning, two of the players had breathing difficulties. Thomas Hayward is 25. He is dead. And a 26-year-old teammate, Tom Beattie, still in hospital, critically ill. Breathing problems, we know no more.
Now, fans of Hugh Grant, particularly of Notting Hill, I think of Love Actually, well, he's breaking our hearts, Ender.
He's given an interview because he has a new TV drama out, which is a political drama called A Very English Affair, and it's for TV. And he's asked the question, you know, suddenly you're doing TV, and Hugh Grant said yes. He said even De Niro's doing TV dramas at the moment. He said it's the new thing, and he said that when he was starting out, you know, TV was kind of sniffed at by aspiring actors. It was all about movies and films and big budgets. And he says now TV is the way forward. So he's quite proud to be doing this three-part drama. But he was asked the question, when's your next romantic comedy? When can we see Hugh Grant being back Hugh Grant? And he said, quite simply, he said, that bird has flown.
rom-coms.
No more rom-coms, no more foppy-haired English poshness, and it's when a boy loves a... Here I am, standing in front of you.
Tell you what, Ender Brady, you're talking about having
name
a show...
Name that movie. Well, name that movie.
Isn't that Notting Hill?
That's it, there you go. Oh, yeah. My impressions aren't that bad.
Yeah, no, your impressions are good.
In the background.
Man, I was going to say to you, you just said you were at a showbiz assignment last night, now you're impersonating Hugh Grant. Ender Brady, do you lead a secret life? Are you on... West End?
But I'll tell you what was quite funny, just to name drop. I was wearing what I thought was a nice suit last night, and Frank Bruno complimented me on it, and he was wearing a shocking red blazer. It was a celebrity awards night for the National Health Service, and Frank Bruno comes up to me, like, you know, former heavyweight world champion boxer, and he just looked at me and goes, that's a brilliant suit, mate. And I was like, cheers, Frank.
And then you got a strong Chelsea manager rumour.
Yeah, so back pages today do not make good news if you are a Spurs fan. The whisper is Chelsea will play the FA Cup final next weekend. The manager, the Italian Antonio Conte, will leave the club. That's what the whisper is. No great shock there. They've had a really average season by their standards. The shocking thing is Chelsea, it appears, want Maurizio Pochettino of Tottenham Hotspur to be their new manager. That would be a bombshell.
All right, Ender. Thank you, mate. We'll leave it there.
See you, Ollie.